This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. I am your host, Muhammad Nuruddin Lemu, and with me to discuss some things surrounding the family, particularly premarital counseling, is a consultant, an expert in education, personal development, and family life from an Islamic perspective, our dear Sheikh and daddy, Idris Hamisa from South Africa. I'd like to start by asking you, what would be the three most precious pieces of advice you would give for people who are intending to get married?
I would tell them first that they need to get to know themselves. Get to know what motivates them, what makes them angry. They must get to know how they like to deal with the conflict situation. Because lots of our youth have pure romantic notions of marriage. And I remember reading this once, instead of preparing our children for marriage, we prepare them for the wedding day. And when they get to know who they are and what their purpose is, they are able to interact with the other. It's discovering yourself. Because statistically, they say, when a person is involved in an unhappy marriage and he separates, there's a 50% chance his second marriage is not going to work out and 75% chance the third, because you are carrying yourself in each of the situations. So it's important first to know who they are. The second important thing is they've got to understand the other, that all of us are products of our home environment. We do not see the world as it is, but as we are. This is what you call transformation or perspective transformation, looking from the other perspective. For example, my good wife and myself. I grew up in a home where I had lots of visitors. My father had a public profile, interacting with everyone, people staying there. So for us, we are very comfortable with people. We are very comfortable with strangers. We are able to engage them and have conversation. Whilst my wife did not have the same experience. And because I was acutely aware of that, I did not impose that on her. And they say statistically, the first 3 years of marriage are very, very critical. So it's important to get to know your partner and get to understand your partner. Yes, of course, you cannot get to know everything, right? And once you're able to do that, you're able to respond accordingly. So the second thing. The third important advice I could give is at any given time, depending, of course, the nature of the problem, is to stay in relationship with that individual. And whilst you are dealing with a situation of conflict, do not demean the other. Do not, for example, say things that you regret for the rest of your life. And sometimes parting may be the right thing. But at least if you can say that we have done everything humanly possible. The bottom line is this, that in the end, in marriage, what is your Qibla? What are your expectations? And it's important that our expectations need to be very realistic. That marriage itself, they say, even in the land of milk and honey, you get the kick of the bull and the sting of the bee. And they say, jokingly, I know also, for the youth, puppy love is the beginning of dog's life, you know? So it's very important for us to understand that. And if you can persevere, and you'll understand truly, much later in your life, where just being there as a companion, even in your silences, you're engaging, looking at each other with love. These are wonderful feelings.
Now, basically what you're saying is know yourself, know the other person, and have realistic expectations of each other and prepare for that. Now, for people who are in a relationship of what you would call courtship, they're visiting each other, they're trying to know each other, what should be the focus of the conversations they have with each other? What exactly should they try and find out more about each other?
In fact, I have with me 100 questions you need to ask each other before you marry.
100?
I have 100. Okay. I hope you're not going to increase it to 200, Sheikh Nuruddin. And the reason behind it is this. There's lots of young people, they have this chemistry. And they are too afraid to ask the hard questions. They believe erroneously, because I love her, she loves me, together we'll iron out these problems. Questions like these, for example, your temperament. Do you get angry very quickly? Are you going to contemplate marrying another woman? These are important questions. Would you allow me to study? What is your own relationship with your own family? What's your relationship with the community? How involved are you in the activities of the community? What are your short-term plans? What are your long-term plans? I've come across many situations where a spouse or the wife would say, you never told me after 3 months we're going to leave this country. If I'd known, I wouldn't have said yes to you. If I'd known, you're not going to allow me to study. So these questions are very important questions. But hopefully, you answer it truthfully. It's not only about asking that of your spouse, but also answering those questions on your own. And in that way, when you do that, these questions will help you to deal with the situation. You cannot anticipate every eventuality. But when it comes to the substantive issues, if you can deal with it and understand one critical thing, that it does not mean that you have to be like-minded about everything. My wife and I, there are some things we disagree. I jokingly say to people when they ask me, Idris, what's the secret of your happiness? I sell them. My wife goes her way and I follow her.
Simple. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Well, thank you very much for your advice, and I hope those contemplating getting married will, inshallah, pick from where Dr. Idris Hamis started. Until next time, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.